My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We got one more leftover question from our mailbag, which, by the way, keep sending them in because we're going to do another mailbag episode soon. This one was from Kaylee on YouTube. She said, I'd love to know what you think about the Bruins schedule. Also, is Monty, I don't know what this means, under the pump to get out of the first round, or is his job safe regardless of what happens this season? And will this be Marshy's final season? So there's a few there. So I'm going to start with the schedule part. Is there a game that you guys are looking forward to on the Bruins schedule this season? I can tell you the one I'm not looking forward to, which is opening night, which is in Florida. For the
Why
banner
are you
raising.
Not looking forward to that?
Because it's the banner opener. Raising night. It's you have to sit
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's like the best possible way to open the season.
No,
like,
it's not.
Here's your motivation.
The team that knocked you. No. The team that knocked you out of the playoffs. You yeah. watch them raise a banner. That's the best way you can start the season. Absolutely not.
Yeah. Reminder no. right oh, yeah. off the bat. What's at stake? And
oh
what
my
you have
god,
to do.
No, that's not. That's the worst way to start a season, which has happened to the Bruins a few times. Because I think they. The year the Capitals won, they were the first game the Bruins played was against the Capitals for their banner raising. And that game didn't go great. If I remember, then they lose like 8-1. I don't know.
Well, the season went well, though. They went to the Stanley Cup Finals and were one game away from the Cup.
Yes, they did. Oh, are we saying that because this is how they're starting their season, they're going to go to the
well,
Cup?
Well, I think if there was no correlation between the teams, I can see it being annoying. But I do think, look, for fans, sure, it's going to be annoying to put on Nesson or whatever broadcast is showing the game, and you finally get to watch hockey for the first time in 5 months, and you have to watch the Panthers raise their banner. But if you're the Bruins, like, this is the team that's directly in front of you. They have knocked you out the last 2 years, in particular 2 years ago when that should have been the Bruins that went on a cup run. So I think it's, to Scott's point, he just said it, it's the ultimate motivation, and it's right there in front of you. It's this is a team that we have to get ahead of, and they also have had success at the expense of our failures. So I think it's from a competitive standpoint, these guys are professional athletes. This is gonna, I think it's an amazing way for the Bruins to jump right into the season.
Yeah. Now, what I don't like is a few days later they play the Panthers again at home, and it's a 1 o'clock game on a Monday on Columbus Day/Indigenous Peoples Day. Not a fan of that. That Bruins Panthers is a primetime matchup now. That's not a 1 o'clock holiday Monday game. So I don't like that. I like that the Bruins home opener is against Montreal.
Scott, they play the Panthers. They play the Panthers they have a few matinee games with the Panthers. They're not in prime time. Like there's two games.
Yeah, but like a Saturday is different. Like that's probably going to be picked up by national TV.
I don't like 1 o'clock games. I'm just going to put that out there.
So, I mean, I do just selfishly because I'm not writing till 2 a.m. after. But
they
do not bring in the best crowds.
So What games are we looking forward to? Because we've just gone into some that we're not. Scott, when's the Montreal trip? Where's our trip? Where are we going?
So, yeah. So here's another thing I don't like. They only go to Montreal once, and it's April 3rd. They don't go to Montreal until 6 months into the season. That's insane.
What do you mean they go to Montreal once? Don't they play each other four times?
Three. They're one of the division opponents. They only played three times this year.
That is absurd. That should never be the case. Oh, the Bruins-Canadiens rivalry has been down the last 10 years. Let's just give them three games again. That's bullshit. Yeah. Pardon my friend, Bridget.
It's fine. So that's going to really delay our trip. That's, you know.
Well, I'm going to Montreal on Halloween for Bruce Springsteen. So.
And you didn't invite me?
Spooky.
You're welcome to come if you want.
I was a lot of fun. No, Scott was the one that was fun because it was his birthday. But I secretly brought him a birthday crown. And I have some great pictures. But I always look forward to the Montreal game because I've gone the last two seasons. When I went in April, which Scott and I got lucky, we got pretty decent weather this past March. But when I went in April, it was beautiful. It was 80 degrees. Me and one of the other writers hiked up Mount Royal, and it was just beautiful. So you know what? I'm happy it's in April at least. I wish they, you know, had the two games there, but April works for me. So hopefully it works for Scott. Brian, you coming this year?
Sure. Yeah, I'll definitely go. I'll probably just watch it from my house. but you know, I'll be honest, I haven't had a chance to really fully analyze their schedule. But I'm trying to see if there's any month where there seems to be a ton of home games or away games. February, they only have one away game. I'm trying to look at March and April as you get into the playoffs there. They got a lot of away games, five away games at the end of March. But then as the playoffs get around the corner, it's just back and forth, road and away. So I don't know if her question had to do with like travel. I know I know they calculate like distance traveled by team, but I think,
yeah,
I don't know. I mean,
Bruins are like middle of the pack. Bruins are middle of the pack this year. I actually just saw that the other day. I think they're like 17 in terms of total miles
traveled. But how does that vary all too much year to year? Because you still play every Western Conference team home and away. I mean, I guess you can play certain teams in your conference at their rank more than they come to you. Like Montreal, for example, is coming to Boston more than they. Okay, so I guess that's how it works.
Yeah, and it might, you know, you might have, maybe you have three game Western road trips instead of two, you know, four or five game ones. You know, it's like you might have to make an extra trip, that kind of thing. Maybe you go to Florida an extra time this year or something. But yeah, a couple others I had circled. October 19th will be the Bruins' first trip to Utah. So you get that really early on. Bad news for anyone who might have been planning to try to go out there and make a ski or snowboarding trip out of it, because I don't think even Utah is going to have much on the ground on October 19th. And then another one I circled, November 26th, Canucks in Boston. So lots of former teammates playing their old teams. We'll get to see DeBrusque, Heinen, Forbert, but obviously DeBrusque will be the big one. It'll be interesting to see what kind of reception he gets. And, you know, for the Bruins side, Elias Lindholm and Nikita Zadorov facing their old team.
Yeah, that was such a weird offseason to think, like, how much those teams swapped, you know, the familiarity there. It was kind of crazy to see all the free agents that Boston had go there. Where my mind goes to this too is like, what matchup do I want to see the Bruins go into with their new roster versus like some really changed rosters, right? Like, I want to see what they look like. I'm interested to see them play Tampa without Stamkos. We kind of talked a little bit about Stamkos the last episode. I think there's a few teams that had quite a bit of turnover that I'm like, I wonder how they match up now. You know, like I want to see a new look in the rivalry.
Well, or yeah, so to that point, I was just looking up when they're playing Nashville and Boston, because Nashville's a game in Boston that would be good to see, because you see Steven Stamkos come in with Nashville. You just mentioned him, and Jonathan Marchessault is obviously in Nashville, and you know they've had some good turnover, and I think they're going to be a real player out west. So you don't see Nashville and Boston until March 4th, but you do see them play Nashville, I think October 22nd on the road. So that's one that's interesting too. And yeah, Bridget, you're right
that
to bring
up.
That is
a good trip too. Like if you're trying to travel to a game, like I've contemplated in the past going to Nashville for a Bruins game there. Which obviously if you've been to Nashville, it's a fun time. If you haven't been, maybe you want to go check it out and you want to time it when there's a Bruins game. That would be good. And like Brian said, that's October 22nd. So, I mean, that's a good one. If you're looking for a road trip to go to, Nashville is not the most expensive place to travel to. Kind of easy to get to. And the rink is right on the main stretch with all of the all of the different bars with all the country music. So it's all right there.
Not a Bruins take. Actually, Scott, you go because you're probably still talking Bruins.
Wait, can I say one last thing about Nashville?
Sure.
So the reason why it's a good town to take a hockey trip in is because a lot of the time the guys do go out in Nashville and they have 2 days before the game that they probably will the night before be out on the town. And I saw one night I was out in Nashville, and this was pre-pandemic in 2019, where pretty much the entire Pittsburgh Penguins were out the same bar that I was at. Sidney Crosby was there. Phil Kessel was there. Jake Guentzel was there. Like they were out till like 2-3 in the morning. And I saw Mike Babcock out the day before because Toronto was just in town too. So it's just an interesting place. You might actually meet some players. Like they like to go out just like everyone else down on that main stretch. I saw the Penguins at, I think it was Keith Urban's bar, but you know, just go searching. You might find someone.
It's also funny that the Bruins are going to be going from Utah to Nashville because Utah,
you can't even drink there.
Famously just not a nightlife scene. So you better believe players are going to be like, let's get out of here, like ASAP. Like, get us to Nashville for the next couple of days. A couple other quick notes from me. You mentioned like the end of the season. It looks like the Bruins have fewer Saturday, Sunday back-to-backs. This last year was crazy. It was like almost every weekend down the, I think they had 5 weekends in a row of back-to-backs at one point. And this year I see 1, 2, 3 over the entire course of March and April. So like, that's not bad at all. The other last thing I want to highlight, first month in general is tough for the Bruins. Like they're going to be tested right out of the gate. You know, remember last year we were like, geez, we don't really know because they haven't played anyone yet. Like they had that West Coast trip where it was like they're just kind of racking up wins over bad teams. Well, this year they play 11 games in October and 8 of them are against teams that were in the playoffs. And then even of the 3 that aren't, you know, one's a rivalry game with Montreal, one's at Utah, which I think is going to be a very improved team that I see a lot of people already kind of them kind of being a trendy playoff sleeper pick. Flyers, I think, are probably going to stink. So that's like the one real bad one. But yeah, I mean, at Florida, Kings come here, Panthers come here, at Colorado, at Nashville, Dallas is here, Toronto's here, at Carolina. Like you're gonna get some real tests right out of the gate.
That's a good point, Scott. Very good point. Quickly, non-Bruins schedule related. The World Cup of Hockey or Four Nations Face-Off, is that a game or a weekend that you two are intending on going to live, whether it's covering EEI or...
That's another trip to Montreal right there.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, I'll definitely do the games in Boston. I don't know if I'll be going to Montreal.
Come on.
have you really thought about, Scott, just how insane that hockey will be? Because also, unlike the World Cup of Hockey back in 2016, these players have been off for the summer training. Yeah, getting ready for the regular season. But these guys will be in mid-season form, literally. So the hockey should be, I mean, similar to the Olympics back in the day, right? So, yeah, the hockey should be very, I mean, the highest of caliber.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.